This is V. Russia assaulted cities and towns along a boomerang-shaped front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine on Tuesday in a potentially pivotal battle for the country for control of the country's eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories. If successful, the Russian offensive in what is known as the Donbas would essentially slice Ukraine in two and give President Vladimir Putin a badly needed victory following the failed attempt by Moscow's forces to storm the capital, Kyiv, a heavier-than-expected casualties nearly 2 months into the war. In what both sides describe as a new phase of the war, the Russian assault began Monday along a front stretching more than 300 miles or 480 kilometers from northeastern Ukraine to the country's southeast. Ukraine's military said Russian forces tried to, quote, break through our defenses along nearly the entire front line. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Russian military was throwing everything it has into the battle, with most of its combat-ready forces now concentrated in Ukraine and just across the border in Russia. Quote, they have driven almost everyone and everything that is capable of fighting us in Ukraine, he said in his nightly video address to the nation. Despite Russian claims of only hitting military sites, they continue to target residential areas and kill civilians, he said. Quote, the Russian army in this war is writing itself into world history forever as the most barbaric and inhumane army in the world. Weeks ago, after the abortive Russian push to take Kyiv, the Kremlin declared that its main goal was the capture of the mostly Russian-speaking Donbas, where Moscow-backed separatists have been fighting for 8 years. This is VOA News. In the U.S., Florida Governor Ron DeSantis asked his state legislature to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It's all part of a feud between the governor and Disney over what critics call the Don't Say Gay bill.
We will make sure that parents can send their kids to school to get an education, not an indoctrination.
Disney opposes the new law barring instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. Disney employees like Jonathan Schutt walked out of work in protest.
From my perspective as an employee, they just need to do better in terms of representation and diversity.
Disney suspended political donations in Florida. DeSantis wants to terminate all special districts in the state, including the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which is a private government controlled by Disney World. I'm Ed Donahue.
Moderna hopes to offer updated COVID boosters in the fall that combine its original vaccine with protection against the Omicron variant. AP correspondent Julia Walker reports.
Current vaccines are all based on the original coronavirus. Before the latest threat came along, Moderna was studying a combination shot that added protection against an earlier variant named Beta. The company says people given that produced more antibodies capable of fighting several variants, including Omicron, than regular booster triggers. While the antibody increase was modest, Moderna's goal is to produce a combo shot that specifically targets Omicron. While the data hasn't been vetted by independent experts, the company says these results really give us hope. I'm Julie Walker.
Canada's government said on Tuesday it has no plans to stop requiring masks on planes after a U.S. Florida judge struck down the United States version of the law. Quote, we are taking a later approach to keeping travelers safe, and masks remain an incredibly useful tool in our arsenal against COVID-19, a spokesperson for Canada's transport minister wrote in an email. A spokesperson confirmed masks will be required on Canadian Airlines and on flights that depart or arrive in Canada. Recapping our top story, Russia assaulted cities and towns along a boomerang-shaped front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine on Tuesday in a potentially pivotal battle for the country's control of the eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories. If successful, the Russian offensive in the Donbas would essentially slice Ukraine in two and give President Putin a badly needed victory following the failed attempt by Moscow's forces to storm the capital, Kyiv. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.